Coming up on this Easter Sunday edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO, we'll talk to a Chippewa Valley pastor who started Hope Nights at his church, and they've now spread to other area communities and other cities around the state. We'll meet Pastor Landon Huey of Oasis Church in Eau Claire coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Landon Huey, pastor of Oasis Church in Eau Claire, welcome to Chippewa Valley This Week.
Thank you. Honored to be here.
So tell us when you arrived and how you became the pastor at Oasis Church. So when did that happen?
Absolutely. So we were previously on staff for about 5 years, and then God led us back to Texas for 3 to run a nonprofit focused on uniting churches and cities across the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And after 3 years, it's just passion reignited in our heart for the state of Wisconsin and for Eau Claire and the church we were a part of. The previous pastors retired and asked us to take over the church. And we prayed and not just had a peace, we had an excitement about it. And so we've been pastoring there now for coming up on a year and a half.
So you've only been pastor at Oasis for a year and a half. Wow, a lot has happened, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, the very first Sunday my wife and I became pastors, the Lord told us to put on our running shoes. And we literally told the whole church, hey, wear your running shoes this Sunday. And we're going to be running with the Lord at a whole nother speed. And that's, we haven't stopped running since we've been there.
All right. So you tell the congregation, put on your running shoes. And so when did the idea for Hope Nights come to you?
Well, you know, it first started because there is a couple in our church that owned a bar in Chippewa Falls. They were planning on selling it. And we were talking one night. I said, hey, before you sell it, why don't we just hold a night at this bar, because it was connected to a venue where they had bands. And why don't we just do a worship night? What if we called it Hope Night? And it just gave God glory. So that was our very first one. And it was packed out, 150 people. People were coming over from the bar, giving their life to the Lord. And so that's where it all started, in Chippewa Falls. And then another bar owner in Bloomer said, hey, will you come and do a Hope Night at our bar? And so we're like, hey, this is kind of out of the box, but sure, you know. Is there a place Jesus wouldn't go? And so we did, and the same thing. And then other venues begin to open up. Other people begin to reach out in other cities, and it kind of went from there.
So now it's interesting, and I mean, you know better than me, but it seemed like you guys ran some ads even on WWIB. They were great 1-minute ads with a well-known radio personality from the Chippewa Valley who voiced those. Initially, I thought that it got started right at the church.
Yeah, we did Hope Weekends before a Hope Night, and the Hope Weekend was basically, hey, church family, if you got somebody that needs hope in their life, you know that they probably need Jesus, his help, bring them to this Hope Weekend. And so that was more so focused on, hey, our church family reaching out to the community. These Hope Nights are really more so working with other churches in other cities to bring hope to that city.
Was it Four Corners in Chippewa Falls? I thought it was. And that kind of started you off with Hope Nights?
It was. It was, owners of Joel and Tabitha there at Four Corners in Chippewa Falls.
And so then it's kind of spread. Give us an idea. I mean, can you remember where some of the other communities you've gone and what have you seen happen with these Hope Nights?
Sure. I mean, so far, Hope Nights, we've done it in 9 cities. We've been Bloomer, Chippewa Falls, Mondovi, Osseo, Paul Creek, and even this past year, our first one was in Menominee, our second one was Augusta, and our last one was in Rice Lake. And really, our heart is to do 2 things. Number one, to unite churches across cities, and then also to reach the lost. And so in every Hope Night, we give an opportunity for somebody to invite Jesus in their heart. And we really want to make it hard for somebody in Wisconsin to not go to heaven. And so any way we can carry the good news of Jesus into these cities, we want to do that. So every Hope Night, we preach, hey, Jesus loves you, and he can also heal you, and then he can also set you free. And so we pray for people. And the interesting thing is the more churches that unite in cities, the more powerful the service is, the more people we see saved. Like Rice Lake, there was 4 churches that partnered with us, 4 other Christian ministries there in the city, and the high school auditorium in Rice Lake was packed out. Over 100 people came forward to give their life to the Lord. It was such an amazing, amazing night.
That is fantastic, exciting, and so powerful. And again, I love the fact that we're having this conversation for people to hear on Easter Sunday, on the heels of Good Friday here. We're recording it on Friday, but people hearing it on Easter Sunday. And it's interesting to me, Landon Huey, a pastor of Oasis Church and kind of the founder of these, the Hope Weekend and now the Hope Nights, is that you mentioned unity first. I mean, as important as reaching the lost is, you mentioned unity first, and it really stands out when you say the more united, the more power.
Absolutely. You know, I think unity is really big to the Lord. And one of the things that I believe is that we would see so much more of a harvest being reached if churches would work together. And that's a beautiful thing that we're seeing, is that pastors are uniting together for the purpose of reaching lost in their city. And I think the devil, his plan is try to divide and conquer, but God wants to unite and conquer. And so, you know, the Bible says, you know, where there's unity, there's a commanded blessing. And so God's blessing pastors that come together and say, hey, let's rally around the cross, let's rally around the blood, and let's go after the lost people in our city.
There's various things that can be dividing. I mean, obviously, people know in Protestant Christianity, there's, you know, thousands of denominations. And it's been said before that the most segregated time is, you know, Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, church time, whatever, over the years. And so, I mean, you know, Oasis being recognized more as a charismatic church, and you've got others that maybe are not. And so are you seeing, I would imagine that some of the initial buy-in is coming from your fellow, you know, brother and sister charismatic churches, but are you seeing some from the evangelical mainline or fundamentalists joining with you?
Absolutely. It's not just charismatic churches that we're partnering with. You know, something even right now is we're talking to one of the top Catholic priests in Green Bay about how can, and he's interested in uniting with us in Hope Night Green Bay and inviting all the Catholics to come together for this event. And so God's definitely bridging denominational lines where there's been, you know, such, you know, division for 6 years. And the beautiful thing is it's the love of God that brings us together. And if we can let go of some things that might not even have eternal significance and rally around what really does, the cross and the blood, man, that's what's bringing everybody together.
One of the things that struck me, I mean, so I've been a fan on Facebook of what I've been seeing, but I have to admit, even as we're doing the conversation, I have not been to a Hope Night. So I wasn't at the Hope Weekend. Now, I work with Michelle Johnson, who is, you know, attends Oasis, and she's been at a lot of your Hope events, so but also seeing some of these things. So what are people like me missing that have not been to a Hope Night?
Well, yeah, I know Michelle, and she's awesome. You know, our heart for these Hope Nights isn't to grow our church, it's to grow God's kingdom. And our goal is, hey, if you come, you give your life to the Lord, find a awesome local church there to get plugged in at. But at every Hope Night, you're going to find that there's going to be worship that we usually launch it off with. At some point, we're going to have pastors, all the pastors that are there, they're going to unite, introduce themselves, and we're going to pray over unity in the city. We're also going to, at some point, share the gospel of Jesus, pray for anybody that needs healing in their life, and then pray over everybody who needs freedom, you know, from anything that's happened in their past.
It struck me on Facebook, and it strikes me in meeting you, that you're really marked by an incredible, beautiful humility. So that's a compliment. How do you feel when I say that?
Humbled? You know, honestly, it's not about me. I want to play my role that God's given me for the time that I have. And I'm not here to get like a pat on the back. I really just want to be obedient to what God's called me to do.
Yeah. And so I think there was something I saw. It was somebody else who was at your last Hope Night. And I don't even know where that was. But somebody else had shared the story of maybe having a word. And they kind of went to you and asked, you know, hey, I've got a word. Can I share it? And I think your answer was something like, go ahead. I'm not in charge or something.
My goal with these Hope Nights and on Sunday services is to stay out of the way and let the Lord do what he wants to do. And it's his church. I'm just stewarding it. You know, the very first Sunday we took over, one of the things that God told me to do, and I still remember it just like yesterday, is hand the keys of the church back over to him and say, God, this is your church, not my church. And we want your will to be done, not Landon's will to be done. And so that's really my heart, my wife's heart, is we want to steward his church and love his people the best that we can.
What about people who've been hurt by the church? And there's a lot of those. There's probably a growing number of those. I think we would both agree that love is hugely important. I mean, you know, the greatest of these is love. And certainly Galatians 5:6 is one of many favorite verses of mine. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. But there is something striking about calling these hope nights. It's very inviting. And so maybe somebody's listening and they're like, you know, I've been hurt by the church and I don't know if I'd really want to go to a regular church service, but yeah, something like a hope night, maybe I could check that out. What would you say to those who are kind of on the fence?
Well, first off, as a pastor, I would just want to apologize for whoever hurt you in the church. I know that's not God's heart. That's the way he sees you is you are so valuable to him and he loves you so much. And so I apologize for the pain that you've endured, but just realize that didn't come from God, that came from man. And more likely it was from religion, not relationship. And, you know, our hope nights aren't super churchy. You know, like we just have passionate people that love to worship Jesus. And so we do that. The music might be a little bit louder. There might be some lights. There will be some lights. And we want to make it to where it's just very personable. Like, hey, Jesus loves you just as much as he loves me. And he saved me, and nobody's perfect. We all need God's grace. We all need his mercy, and we're all on the same playing field. And what he did for us, he can do for you. So if that's you, I want to encourage you, you know, lay that pain before the Lord and let him bring healing in your life because God's got such a big plan. Don't let what the devil tried to do to stop, you know, the plan that God have in your life, you know, rule you forever. When you hand that to the Lord, you got to realize that our time is short. God wants to use you to do some big things.
Talking to Landon Huey, he's the pastor at Oasis Church, but I'm going to call him the founder of these Hope Nights with the Lord. We're called to co-labor with God, and he is. You might want to check out HopeNightWisco.com for all of the other upcoming events, which we'll close with. But I'm just curious, what's your story? How did you get saved?
You know, I tell people I had a drug problem growing up as a kid. My parents were pastors. They drug me to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, every day. And I didn't know anything but it. And I think that's what an amazing testimony that God's given me is that I wasn't raised in a house full of drugs, you know, and I don't have that sort of testimony. But my testimony is because God, you know, saved my parents, I was able to be raised in a household, you know, where God's presence was there. I remember waking up in the morning and hearing my dad pray. You know, and it would be 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and I'd hear him walking back and forth. God would wake up and he would be praying. I never remember my mom and my dad arguing. It's just because I was raised in a house where they put Jesus first. So that's more so my testimony. And that's our heart for our kids as well, to be raised in this situation. And maybe you're listening today and you say, hey, that's not my testimony at all. Well, the beautiful thing about Jesus is that God can do something brand new in your family that you didn't see in your parents. And he can create a loving environment where his presence fills your household. You mind if I share one more thing? I was driving yesterday back from Madison, and the Lord asked me, he said, Landon, what is the motto for Wisconsin? And I didn't know what the motto was. I looked it up, and it was forward. And I was like, okay, Lord. And this morning I was praying, and he said, what about that motto? And I began to pray into it. And one of the things I feel like the Lord told me is that he wants to raise up forerunners in the state of Wisconsin who are going to carry his gospel forward past any place it's ever been, whether that's a radio station carrying the gospel, whether that's a church, or whether it's a business owner carrying the gospel into the business's community. And not just that he's raising up forerunners across the state, but I also believe he wants to use the state of Wisconsin as a forerunner for a move of God that's going to hit America. And I believe the eyes of the Lord are on the state of Wisconsin, and what he does here, I believe, is going to ripple across into other states in America.
So amazing, so exciting, so encouraging. You need to talk to a guy who is lived in the Chippewa Valley for many years. If you don't know him, you need to. Mike Matthews, he's high up at Oral Roberts University, and in terms of the technology and education there, and he would love your vision and your heart. As we again look ahead, the next Hope Night I see at HopeNightWisco.com, Landon Huey, is in Hayward on April 28th. But then looking ahead, you've got Wausau June 23rd, Superior August 25th, Madison, September 29th, Eau Claire at the Lismore, October 31st, November in Green Bay during the Packers season there at the Resch Expo Center, and La Crosse on December 1st. I mean, that's incredibly exciting.
Thank you. We're pumped for it. We're ready to go.
And how do you, you're pastoring a church here, but with all of this vision that certainly is up on the state level, I think about Acts where it says Jerusalem, Judea, you're moving into that next region. And I don't see Twin Cities here, but I got to think there's going to be a Hope Night Twin Cities in the near future.
You know, we're praying about, you know, this summer in May, we're praying about what Hope Nights look like in 2024. But I think God's changing, redefining what churches looked like in the past. And I believe that I'm more than a pastor. And so there's an evangelist in me, and I want to see people saved. And so, and we have a great team too at our church. We have a lot of people who are rallying behind and serving. And so it's just, I'm honored to be a part of it.
Fantastic. Landon Huey, pastor at Oasis Church in Eau Claire, but also heading up all of these Hope Nights on almost a monthly basis. And so on this Easter Sunday, why don't you close us in prayer for those who are hurting and in need of some hope?
Lord, I'm reminded of the Bible verse where David was in a really bad place in his life, and the enemy was evading, and he didn't know what to do. And he said, I look up to the hills. That's where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. And I just pray whoever's listening right now that they'll realize that hope is available. It's actually only one prayer away. And if you're listening to my voice right now, if you would just say, God, come and help bring hope to my life. If you just one sentence, and all of heaven will turn to redirect our attention towards you. And I know the Bible says that God is just standing waiting at the door of your heart for you to let him in. And so I want to encourage you. It's Easter coming up this Sunday. Find a church to go to. And it, maybe you're at a place where you're not living for the Lord. Hey, this would be a great Sunday to give your life to the Lord or rededicate your life or whatever, you know, whatever you feel like you need to do. I would encourage you to go to Easter this Sunday, get plugged in, and see what God will do with your future.
Landon Huey, again, pastor at Oasis Church and the founder of the Hope Nights, HopeNightWisco.com. To learn more, Landon, thanks so much for being our guest on Chippewa Valley this week.
Honored to be here. Thank you.
Pastor Landon Huey on this edition of Chippewa Valley this week. Again, a year and a half. What a year and a half it's been at Oasis Church in Eau Claire as they started with a Hope Weekend at the church and then have branched out with, I think he said, 11 different communities with these various Hope Nights and so many more scheduled for this year. The next one, way up north in Hayward on April 28th at the Flat Creek Lodge, in Wausau, June 23rd at the Jefferson Street Inn, and in Superior, August 25th. Check this out and check out HopeNightWisco.com. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us on this Easter Sunday edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.